Women's March for Death and Deviance. First, a warning, this podcast is not suitable for young children. A blaring front page headline in the Chicago Tribune about the Women's March for Death and Deviant Sexuality marred the Sunday morning of many Illinoisans, once again justifying the subterranean position the mainstream press occupies in the view of many Americans. The Trib reports that an estimated 500,000, mostly women, quote, staged an enormous, raucous rally to send a potent message of defiance to President Trump, end quote. I wonder how the Trib reported the 2013 March for Life in Washington that drew an estimated 650,000. And does anyone believe the coverage would have been less feverish and sycophantic if the numbers for the March for Death and Deviance had been 400,000 or 200,000? The statements made by the women protesters yesterday, affirming a non-existent moral right of women to have their offspring killed, is more abhorrent than any abhorrent thing Trump has said or done. The hypocrisy of women who love Bill Clinton and his enabler Hillary while detesting Trump is mind-boggling. Extolling the legal right to have incipient human life exterminated in the womb is incalculably abhorrent. What we can calculate, however, is how many lives have been killed in wombs in the United States since 1973. 59,738,680. The Trib cited the, quote, show of star power absent from inauguration festivities, end quote, at the March for Death and Deviance. So let's take a glimpse at what inaugural attendees missed. First, there was plasticized sexagenarian sex symbol Madonna, who offered this inspirational stem winder, and I apologize in advance. Quote, welcome to the revolution of love, to the rebellion, to our refusal as women to accept this new age of tyranny, where not just women are endangered, but all marginalized people. It took us this darkness to wake us the F up. And to our detractors that insist that this march will never add up to anything, F you, F you. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot of blowing up the White House, but I know that this won't change anything. I choose love, end quote. And let's not forget those patriotic words from women's role model, Madonna, just a month before the election at a public event in New York City. And I quote, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, I will give you, and a reference to oral sex. Okay, I'm really good. I'm not a douche and I'm not a tool. I take my time. I have a lot of eye contact and I do swallow, end quote. And then there was pregnant Natalie Portman, who made this extraordinarily ironic statement. Quote, we need to take inspiration from nature and remember that we hold the mystery of life and the seed of every possibility within our bodies. We need to demand freedom from fear over our bodies and control over our own bodies. From the bottom of both hearts, beating inside my miraculous female body, I want to thank our new president. You just started the revolution, end quote. So, cognizant of the beating heart of another human within her womb, the mystery of life, the miraculous body of another whose seed, too, contains within it possibility, Portman seeks to protect women's legal right to kill it. Next, the always melodramatic Ashley Judd recited the words of 19-year-old Nina Donovan. Here's just a taste of her distasteful spoken words. I am a nasty woman. I'm as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheetos dust, a man whose words are a distract to America, electoral college-sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets, a mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electoral conversion therapy, the new gas chambers shaming the gay out of America. I am not as nasty as homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. Yeah, I'm a nasty woman, a loud, vulgar, proud woman. And our, and then she references female anatomy, ain't for grabbing. Our, same reference to female anatomy, are for our pleasure. They are for birthing new generations of filthy, vulgar, nasty, proud, Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, you name it, for new generations of nasty women. So if you a nasty woman or you love one who is, let me hear you say, hell yeah, end quote. Well, someone needs to tell Ashley Judd that Bill Clinton did a whole lot worse than grabbing female anatomy, and Hillary defended him while victimizing his victims. So indulge me in a paraphrase of Nasty Woman Donovan's words spoken by Nasty Woman Judd. I'm a grieving woman. I'm grieving that nasty women speak in words that distract, delude, and degrade America and destroy American lives. Mainstream press sanctioned deplorable speech and lies contaminating our national anthem. Blacks still in shackles and graves because their fathers abandoned them. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the welfare system by people who see melanin as victim skin. I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in our baby abattoirs. The final solution traded for choice. Mengele renamed sex reassigners, castrating men out of manhood. I grieve for the victims of gender obliterators, homo fascists, and race baiters, whose lies deny that true identity is found in Christ alone, not in sexual deception or melanin. I grieve for women who think empowerment is found in the illusions of Hollywood and delusions of actors. I grieve for women who learn about womanhood from nasty women like Madonna, who made a living by objectifying herself. I grieve for women who are not birthing the life that grew within them and would have called them mother. So if you are one of these women or love one of these women, whether Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, you name it, know that there are thousands of other women and men who grieve and pray for you. Amen.